noch steht more nicht nicht nas auf me matim besimch שניח מסעוב ממעטים בשמחה. So the Magen Avraham learns פשט, אפילו השתית ממעטים בשמחה, זאת the Magen Avraham, אין שמחים בי כלל. זה משתבור בגזם. אבל כשרצים בגזם של תסיס אני אבומס, אז למעי זה דוזם פשט, אין שמחים בי כלל. No, מיות שמחה. אני אסייל בשיר השתית, that is מיות שיחה, שליובי למעלה ישחק פיו. הממונה וזה בוחן פונוביץ' חדש אוף מגיגן יפה חיזוק סייב זמן סו כבר בוחן הוא ונט אפ זה חסיד יש אישי וסמוי זה מה כדפיץ חשוב אישי ו סו ונט לא סו זמן הוא יעס פרמישן של דענו לדולט הוא סעד גרופ בוחן סו הוא קיים ראש חדש אוף. So we came down Rosh Chodesh Av to the yeshiva. After Mincha, you know, we're about to go down to the dining room. We hear dancing. Sazam in the ganze starkheit. Wondering to ourselves, Chodesh Av. We hear dancing. The ganze simcha. Kids, we will go down. We hear that they're singing. Mishanich nas av mematim besimcha. Zol benigin for the world says Mishanich nas odo. Made us all benigam, we should nichnas off bematim besimcha. Now this is the dance for 5 minutes. And then someone got up. We bowed down from one of the kadmoinim. As steht, we should nichnas off bematim koyach haklipas besimcha. We should nichnas koyach off bematim haklipas besimcha. And then again, the oilon dance. So I saw today in Ali Hashleime, we bring down that Sabacha told us Maizet to Rabshul Zalman. So I didn't know. Rabshul Zalman said, ואיר הפעם שאומר בפני רבינו שנכנס אוב במאזים סצורס בשמחה ומוכר רבינו על כך בתקף אומר כמה סילוף ורוחק מן האמס וסדע דגדולים דצדת דיימנט שמחה סתירה שמחה סמצווה אז מה שמחה סתירה היא כבמאי דצורס בשמחה סתירה אז הסתקל בבוסט אז פקד דתירה דוסי דתיקון. That's the reason for Captain Tishbov is taking, we don't sit and learn taking. The Torah is taking the tikkun. But actually, the aloch is mematim besimcha. Yeah, see, that's the aloch, mematim besimcha. It's all about Bochum go to different places. Even though Moshe Bochum feels he needs to go to Tzfas. Yeah? But Ravad is not allowed to do it in the night take. It's mematim besimcha, only if he doesn't keep Shulchan Aruch. Mamza, he can learn. Batatzach and the deer, yeah? If you go to Tzfas, you enjoy it. That's not even Matim Besimcha. Matim Besimcha means you do less things. You say, Besher Hashem, even less talking. It's even over. But then, that is it. So, the Aloch in Shulchan Aruch. The Aloch is Mematim Bemasa Umat. The Meikar Adin, you do less business. But the place can say that Bizman Azeh Lemai said that Hakel Kedei Chayenu, you're allowed to do business. But the place can say that Dvorim Shel Simcha Lemoshul is better not to do in these days. To buy things, if they're not like for a special, for Lemoshul, you're allowed to buy things for the house. So it's totally. If you want to buy silver thing and gold thing, straight not to buy. If it's not silver things, so it's totally. The moshul, if you want to buy a washing machine, a fridge, so if you need it, you're allowed to. Even some people are you're not allowed to. The belt is making it. But if you don't have to, your fridge is running. So you want to buy a new fridge? You're not allowed to. So Alamon Shalom, if a deer empties out, and if you don't buy it, you'll not chop the fridge, so those state the mokim that is a hefsed, you're allowed to do it. But little things, state you're allowed to buy. Now, even if you're allowed to buy, we said, Lamoshal, you know, a pen you're allowed to buy, a nail clipper, little things, yeah, a dish, a spoon. But clothes, you're not allowed to buy. Even socks, you're not allowed to buy. From the same, why? This comes from a different place. From the same Isur Kibbutz, we'll see in a second, that you're not allowed to have new clothes and to wash your clothes and to clean your clothes, is the Isur to buy. Chaim Kanievsky says that even to buy a new yarmulke or a galtel is also. Again, if a bocher is going to wear a galtel and he lost his galtel, it's a shasat chak, yeah? But almost the bocher lost his yarmulke. No, what's coming down? But it's not, a person is going back to America, he wants to buy a shena yarmulke. Now, if you look good in the Mishnah Berurah, it's kind of mukhach in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah himself says, for someone, Lamashu, the only heter is if someone is getting married after Tisha B'Av and is not enough time to get ready with the clothes, so then you're allowed to buy clothes, Tisha Sayyamin. But Lu Yitzur is time to buy it after it, to buy it before, is the Isur to buy clothes. But the Poskim say, if it's a big sale, Lamashu, you're allowed to. Slippers for Tisha B'Av, the Poskim say, you're allowed to buy. Because it's for the Avelis. You can steal it for the Avelis. Now, you have to know, I'm saying, the Pashtas, the Zol Bezach, you're not allowed to, someone asks me today, they sell clothes. This is the parnos of his wife. He's allowed to, they're allowed to be open to Shisayomim or not. So, they're not allowed to. We'll see in a second, we'll get later to the shot of all these restaurants that are open. You have to close the restaurants. The mice and people come to eat fleishiks. You're not allowed to sell fleishiks. Shav the Badas has to take off the hechsher. So it's the Sfardim. Yeah, but it's, you see Ashkenazim come in. I think in Shabbos they don't sell. It's also to buy. I mean, if it's two sells in Shabbos, the Badas takes off the hechsher, yeah? Now the guy is machshel, gans, alles, chiloinim Ashkenazim to eat. Well, next week, it's open Sunday. We'll see, the same thing, the washing, the drying cleaners, all these stories. Okay, we'll see. But here I think it's more chamul, the mice you're not allowed to sell. Again, you're allowed to have the store, if someone comes and you ask them, I'm sure Allah Mazar, this thing came out, ask me, he has maternity clothes. They have a store. It's a store. So I know, Avadi, you're not allowed to sell, but you're allowed to, that says, what if someone knocks on the door? So you ask them, why are you buying? They say, we don't have what to wear. Say, oh, we're getting married tomorrow. We have a chasna. We can't manage later. But on them, Sasharifalif Neiva. You're not allowed to sew new clothes, but you're allowed to fix. You're allowed to fix clothes that got torn. Now, is the issue to wear Shabbos clothes? We'll see later. Clean clothes and Shabbos clothes are two separate issues. Is the issue to wear Shabbos clothes on a weekday? But Lama Zogun, you have to know, some people, it's not Mama Shabbos clothes by him. Yeah? He wears a Shabbos suit, he wears B'derech Klal till Yom Chamishi. Yeah? He takes it off and puts it back Friday. So this guy, so you have to know, it's two guys. Some guys is considered a Shabbos suit writer, he's lazy. Now I know, it's not a Chefzer, Issu, Chalois Din Shabbos clothes, but it's also. Has to be that it's miyuchel. The marshal, a person has a tie, Shmuel Zalman says. So some people go with a tie every day. So nishkan Shabbos clothes. A bacher, he only puts it for a Shabbos, for a chasana, for something special. But Lama Zogin, he was bacher, right? In the shiva doesn't go with a tie. When he flies, he puts on a tie. Ach, that's a chamad the bacher. Yeah, all different places that they think he's a shtikel choshev, he puts on a tie. So then he's allowed to zakim Shmuel Zalman. Now if he flies back in 9 days, he wants to know. Oh, he asked me, he's nerd, you know, to fly with a tie. Yeah? He thinks he get better service, yeah? So the shayla is, he's going back tomorrow, Monday. Right? He wants to know he's allowed to wear a tie. So Shuzaman holds, could be he's allowed to. Now, if you have a date, so Shuzaman holds like this. He says, Shuzaman is very machbe, we gotta be a date. He says, if Lamarshal you don't have different clothes, you don't have your weekday, it's not even the same color, this jacket with the suit, yeah? Or if it's the same color, but you know, it's not the right size. All these echetimtzes, Shuzama says, Avada, from the mitzvah from Bruvavu, you miss Asik and Bruvavu, so Avada, you're allowed to. But he says, if you don't have to, he says, Lamarshal, Baruch Hu asked me tonight. So I asked him how much Shabbos suits you have. He has two. One from a normal Shabbos, and one when, you know, when the family, chasanas, you know, it was a nice one, the gold inside. You know, stick more chashiva suit. So this suit, Rosh Hashanah says, for sure don't wear. Or Lama Zong, a person has to know. It's ha'aloche. It's a minish niskal b'klal Yisrael that you're not allowed to have. Now, Shem Zaman himself was machmir Motzi Shabbos to take off the Shabbos clothes miyad, and to take off the shtreimel miyad. The other parts were not so. Nisht ale amaskin, but the chassidim was very niskal Motzi Shabbos to wear Shabbos clothes. But the velt ale machmir l'marshul nafkmina b'da'ilu l'marshul to take off the suit, I don't know, but to take off the tie. I know the most of the Choshev Olam take off the ties right when it's the Shabbos and make off Dolan. The Miyad take off if they didn't take it off before. You say they take off the time of the Shabbos not to have Shabbos clothes on. Now, even so, Zakim Shem Zaman, if you get engaged during 9 days, the Chosan and the Kala and the parents are allowed to wear Shabbos clothes. Why? So Shem Zaman said this is a different reason. He says it's a bizarre if they don't wear. Bizarre if they don't wear. This is the tzura that people wear here. Bar mitzvah is even more mutar. The most of the poiskim hold the chosen bar mitzvah. His parents are allowed to wear. Maybe even the cousins are allowed to wear. Now, our minig lemaisa. This is the reason this halacha is not knowing so much. But soon we'll speak about it. Like Ando Zachem. The Ma'aseh Minig Klal Yisrael in the last years changed that in Shabbos Chazoin, next Shabbos, not the coming Shabbos, we will wear Big Day Shabbos. We have to know that the Ma'aseh in Vilna, no one wore Shabbos clothes in Shabbos Chazoin. This is what I'm saying. When Shabbos Chazoin, we will take off the Shabbos clothes and Motzei Shabbos, we will take off the Shabbos. The Goyen, Bizman HaGoyen, and Vilna, no one went with Shabbos clothes, Shabbos Chazayim. Understand what it means? No Shabbos clothes. And you know, people had colored clothes, and as they came to Shul. They said, I'm not wearing the Kazakh. We told the Chosin not to wear Shabbos clothes. Oops, I'm on the Zach. We told someone who's dating not to wear. Sounds like it's a Fafrumt, yeah? As the Goyen's Shul, everyone had a weekday clothes. So Bacha asked me, so what happened? The Naya Frum and Doyle changed. Why? Everyone became Achmiri? So what I heard from Rabbi Isai, that the reason it changed, it's not because Achshar Dore, and we became so tzaddikim, and Shabbos, you know, we don't go to companies that Michal Shabbos, we're so Frum, yeah, so mainly we wear Shabbos clothes and Shabbos Chazoin. The reason that it changed, it was because the Doyle is such a poor Doyle. And Cholilo v'chas, if people will wear weekday clothes in Shabbos, when they go near the light and they go out of the room, they will switch the light off. They will carry on Shabbos in the street in a mistake. They will forget that it's Shabbos. So v'meile, the G'dolim were more manic than Anoge, that in our door, when the people, everyone comes to shul and looks Shabbos dig, v'meile, people are much more makpid than Shabbos. Luyitzio, people will not be wearing Shabbos clothes. It's a much bigger chashash that people will be mechal Shabbos. So this is the reason Be'etzan these things change. Now, we'll go to the next halacha. So we know, we said there's one halacha, Shabbos clothes. It's not going to get clean, not clean, you already wore it for 5 Shabbos, it's the Shabbos clothes. Now, there's another issue that was nifsek in Shulchan Aruch, that is the issue kibbutz. You're not allowed to make kibbutz, you're not allowed to give your clothes for the dry cleaning and tisha sayomim, even if you're not planning to wear it in tisha sayomim. This is the shah that comes. Everyone has to remember this halacha. Snugia Sachmol, that a lot of Bachim Lama Zogin, the Gutta Bachim, you know, they're leaving a day after Tisha B'Av. So, after in the middle of Tisha Sayomim, you know, the clothes start to get dirty. And it's not Gishmak to go with a suitcase, you know, Shalom Aleichem, especially if you're going straight to camp. So, you want your clothes to be clean. So, you want to give it to the dry cleaning. It's also, even to give it to a goy. Now, the Poiskim Mumaskim, the problem is Alamol. A lot of the dry cleaners here are Sfardim. Now, the Sfardim, Be'etzim, only keep Shavua Shechalvoy. So, some Bochim think they could give it to the Sfardim. Abu Sunishna says, as if you're not allowed to give it to a goy, you're not allowed to give it to a Sfardim. No, it's Poshkaze. No, Chas V'Sholem, I don't even mean Beremes. I mean Fakert. As if you're not allowed to give it to a goy, so even if the Sfardi is mutter to him, to Mechabes, you're not allowed to. The Shaila is Alamol, the Sfardim asked me, the dry cleaners, they say, no, we'll do it after Tisha B'Av, yeah? So you're allowed to give it. You're flying Yom Revi by night. The guy says, Yom Revi afternoon, I'll be up the whole night, Mosi Tisha B'Av, later, maybe it's also to do that also, after Chatzos, I'll do it to you Yom Revi in the afternoon, it's okay. So you're allowed to give it. Now he says, but I'm a Sfardi, I'm allowed to, right? So he takes it, he puts up signs in the yeshiva, don't worry, we do the laundry Motzei Tisha B'Av, the day after Tisha B'Av, and everything will be done. And then they cheat. Mistomet mutar, if not that you're planning it. You're not allowed to give your clothes, no Moshe, give it to a goy, say foolish. And the goy says, you will do it after it. Then you come to the store, you see the guy is doing it. Not your problem. Now the Poskim hold the Zelbe Zach, if the Isur Kibus, you're not allowed to put in a washing machine a wash, even like 5 minutes before Tisha Sayomim, and it will wash Me'elov. Ve'etzim, the Moshe, and Shabbos could be allowed to. Ma'ase Shabbos, Usha, Milse, but Ve'etzim, you're not doing a Meloche. So I would say Tisha Sayomim also, the Isur is the Ma'ase Kibus. But steht nicht, dass andere Amekel, Shasat Chag, sometimes people fall off of them. The same thing is the Isur Kibbutz and the Sheitel, okay, Nishna Zinagiado. Now, as a Machlekes, Stipler with Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. The Stipler holds a very huge chumre, it happens to Yeshiva Bochum the whole time. Lama Zorin, you're in Yeshiva, and eating lunch, and you know, a bit ketchup falls on your shirt. The Stipler holds, you're not allowed to rinse it. Kibbus. Kibbus. Take off your shirt, take a different shirt. The Isur Kibbus. The Zelda Zachen Chalamoed, Lefi the Stipler. Isur Kibbus. What if you don't have? We'll have to see later. What if it doesn't have? That is. If it's not a cotton, that's a poshet if it doesn't have. Shom Zaman Ayabachor, that does Hesishkin Kibbus. Just taking off the stain. Even Chalamoed he holds is not Kibbus. What la lochech vesnish? I think the world is making a stickle in them. But the nafkimin is to try not to get, you know, not to get dirty. Now, is a minig, especially in Yerushalayim Yerakodesh, not to rinse the floor in Tisha Sayomim. Yisro kibbutz on the floor. It's not meikar adin, but the Maisa of Shomazaman said the minig is to be maker. Le kovit Shabbos you're allowed to. Shomazaman says, but without shampoo. I mean to say not to put all different gishmakes zachen inside. Lemaisen, but the midrashas the minig is to do it. It's covered by some medrash. Or if it's little kids in the house that are crawling on the floor, b'meila if you don't wash it, so they become black, so also you're allowed to. Or if it's very dirty, you're also allowed to. Now, clothes of little kids. So till 5 or 6, Rabbi Eliashiv holds you're allowed to rinse. The Mishnah Berurah says not to do a lot with vasachas, to do it slowly, slowly. The Ma'aseh, all the poskim are mekabel that today it's not negeah. It was negeah in that days that they put it in brackets. So if you put a lot of brackets together, it looks like you're not makbid on the issur of kibbutz. Even if you put a lot of kids' clothes, people come, they see piles of laundry.
today that you push it into the machine, there's no need to put 5 or 6 items in the machine. You could put a 5 kilo machine, 6 kilo machine, 10 kilo machine, and do all the kids. But everyone is masking that you can't say that the agav, when I push the machine for little kids, I'll put also clothes of someone big. That's a nisht. Now, if you see good the aloche, the poskim inside, it's mashma that me'ikar adin, you're allowed to rinse kids' clothes till bar mitzvah. So Rabbi Yashiv says the ma'isa till 5, 6. But enough community to know that it's me'ikar adin, you're allowed to till bar mitzvah, that if the kids don't have different clothes, like atchila you prepare, but you know, some kids, mamish, every couple of hours you have to change them, even after 5, 6. So the ma'isa me'ikar adin, you know, I'm welcome to be makers. Now, to polish shoes, Rabbi Yashiv holds that you're not allowed to polish your shoes. Rabbi Moshe holds you're allowed to, but not to shine it. What? Even liquid. So, nochmal. Lefi Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, it's also, lefi Rabbi Moshe, it's muta, to put black or liquid, but not to, you know, not to rub it with a shiny thing. To take a wipe and to wipe it, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman holds it's muta. Ech shelo yeh, the covered Shabbos, Rav Shlomo Zalman Rabbi Yashiv holds, you're allowed to shine it and even polish it. The covered Shabbos. Now, so this is the Issu that is called Issu Kibus. We said, even if I have a stain on my shirt, Lama Zogim, and I want to wash it, I'm not planning to wear it. We said, it's the Issu Kibus. For my, I'm not allowed to work in a dry cleaner. Issu Kibus. Now, chutz from that is another Issu. Lilboish bgodi mechubosim. Dainu, it's dina avelus, but it's all these are dina avelus. No matter why isur kibus is, want to be masked. This is the reason some people think that it's not negia, because it's very hard to do kibus in that days. One reason. So people that do kibus are mesiach das from the avelus. Another reason, because it looks that you want to wear the clothes, so it looks like you're not an ovel. An ovel doesn't try to have nice new clothes. These are Isurim that they were Oyser, Isur, Maiser, Kibus. Now, chutz from the Isur Kibus that is Chalim these days, is the Isur to wear Bugodi Mechubasi. You're not allowed to go with nice clothes. And you're not allowed to use towels that are Mechubasi. Chutz from Tilas Yudayim. You're not allowed to put linen that are Mechubas. So, what is the Eitzah? So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that before Rosh Chodesh, a person has to wear every shirt that he wants to wear, and maybe even every underwear. We'll see in a second. But I'm going to have shirts. If someone changes his pants every day, so all of his pants, yeah. But there are a lot of pants, people have one or two anyway, that he already wore them. Now, if he lama zog and a person has a weekday suit, and he just got it from the dry cleaner, so, and he's planning to wear it in the 9 days, he has to wear the suit also before, for sure. Over that cloud, these things already were worn. Shorts, in our days, are the things that come from the dry cleaner. So, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds you have to wear it like for a half an hour. Now, the Gabi Shabbos, if you want to prepare it in Shabbos, then it's twice. You could prepare it this Shabbos, and you could prepare it Shabbos Chazoin, yeah? You wear a couple clothes till Shabbos Chazoin. Shabbos Chazoin. So, Rav Shlomo says you're allowed to prepare in Shabbos, but what you have to do is you wear one shirt by night, you take it off in the morning, you wear another one before you go to rest. But he says if a person puts every half an hour one, and then he puts it back, this is nirik meichin b'shabes lechoil, and it's also, this is what he was ma'isif in the tikkunim u'miluim to the shmir shabes ki'il chasa. What would be if a person didn't prepare? What happens to a lot of masmiri, they don't have time to prepare. So some people, as a yeshiva shematzah, they wear 5, 6 shirts together for half an hour. This is also a way. It's a suffix if it helps or not. But if you go to rest with it for half an hour, then lekula alma is good. You could, and you put 5, 6 shirts together, you go under the blanket, you yoytze lekula deis. Because it gets creasy a little bit and schwitz a bissel, and then you yoytze. If not, what happened? A person didn't manage to prepare, so he throws it on the floor and he steps on it. Now, why I'm saying that? Lemais is a machlekes apoyskim if you have to prepare shirts, or you have to prepare also socks and all the underwear. Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Reb Nissim Karelli told you have to prepare everything. Shlomo Zalman was not clo what he held exactly. But the marshal, I'm doing myself. I'm wrong. I'm not saying I'm. But I'm telling you what I do. Lemaise, chutz from the shirts, the other things I don't have time to prepare. Yeah. So I step on it. I take my shoes. What shoes? I go around, pull it in my room, like you know, make it a coffers 7 times. So it stays fresh. So it gets a bit marks from the shoes. So this reason is enough community to know that. So the Moshe Mishan, it's a machlekes if you have to prepare the Zachan or not. So you step in them, but the Evet stepping is also good. Same thing in shirts, if you're not masking. Or the Moshe, someone has another Eitzah in shirts. Some people don't want to step on shirts, yeah. So the Eitzah is, you put them on your bed, and you sleep on them for half an hour. It gets the Zalbet Toyalis of wearing it for half an hour. And I got the Eitzah. So sometimes I don't have time, I put like a lot of shirts. Yeah, and you sleep in it. That gets. Well, you don't have to feel. Well, Bob was speaking with Moses, this Abba Yerushalayim. The mice said the same thing on linen. You have to change your linen. You didn't manage to have fresh linen, so again, you step on them. Abba Shazaman knows, what if you have guests? You're allowed to change the linen, and this is not a Tznach Hisson because it's not Derech Avro. This is Menschlichkeit. You have a new guest. You don't have to put it on the floor even. You're allowed to give him. The same thing, Lemoshal, this is the reason, Be'etzem, some people hold on all the other clothes, that are, you know, underwear, all these achim, you're allowed to, because it's not derech avro. Now, the same thing, what I do, it's eichen nish b'seida, but that's what I do, Lemoshal, the towels. I can't prepare my towels. So every towel, I'm saying, it's nish b'seida, you have to prepare them, but I'm saying, I'm not b'seida. So what I do is, I take the towel, and I, you know, go around the house a little bit on it. Let my kids to play on it a little bit. Again, nothing happens. It stays fresh. It's a little bit dirty. This is the Eitz. Now, the mice, if you own a hotel, it's a big shaila, but this is the Freginarov, how to run a hotel, the mice. I want to explain. The day that the guests come to the hotel, you're allowed to change your clothes. We said, you're allowed to change towels, you're allowed to change linen, but I don't know if you went once to the hotel, the minig of the hotels, every day they change it. So that's a shame guy. You don't talk to change it. Does the shenishkin heto? No boss. You get money for it. If you don't give the service, you'll not get money. The shayla is, the maise is, you machshil the belt.
Is there another person saying that?
What? No, if a different person changes, stays.
No, I'm saying
no, the meaning in the hotel, if the same person stays, also they change every day. The same shayla. If you stay there, you could just leave a note, please don't change. You could tell them not to come into the room, they also don't come in. You leave us a special thing on the door. This is the shayla. I'm saying, so these halachas, if you're going to hotels and the 9 days, you have to find out the halacha. Okay, but the maise, I once had to go, so they changed it and I stepped on it, yeah? That's not a problem. The shayla, they wash it. I'm saying, you have to know. In the yeshiva? It's for Nikias. You don't have to be Meichet. It's not. You don't have to be Meichet. And the reason the Yeshiva does it is because if not, the place will get dirty. The place. I understand. The Bismarck just said it's Mutter. If you ask them not to come in, they don't come in, or they come in Al-Kocha. Now, so this is the Isur Kibus and the Isur Lilbish Bgodi. Now, let me get into the next halacha. Is the Isur Lirchoitz? Is the Isur Lirchoitz? You're not allowed to rinse yourself 9 days. Kach Gozru Chazal. Is the Isur Lirchoitz? Bob will speak what is the halacha to the Americans that I spoiled, yeah? We'll see, you know, if it's a heter or not, or people think that it's a heter or not. Because again, if you don't have a heter and you do it, we have Avtoch and Chazal, Kol Misha'ena Misabel in Yerushalayim, Eino Zeiche V'Roya B'Churbono. You have people that learn the whole year, and in these 9 days, they lose that they will not be in Beis HaMikdash, because they decided to take a shower. Eino Misabel Yerushalayim, that's the cloud. Every halacha that you don't keep, you bichlal Eino Misabel Yerushalayim, Eino Zeiche. Some people don't believe in the Gemara. But these people for sure will not be Zeiche anyway, because they think that the Gemara is Lav Dafke. So, either you're apikoyes, either you're not zeicher to see because you took a shower. If you don't believe in the Gemara, you'll not be in the Beis HaMikdash. If you believe in the Gemara, anyway, you will not be. Because Eino Misabel Yerushalayim. B'mele, midaf bisin these halachas genoi with the Teir. I'm saying, a person can't. Showers, he says, I'm an Easternist, we'll say later. Clothes, he doesn't see, he wears, yeah? Then he goes to see him in Baut. Now, Me'ikir Adin, Chazal asked to rinse yourself, but they were matir ponov yodo v'raglo. Betzoinen, not with hot water. I'll explain later. Tzoinen doesn't mean freezing water. It means pleasant. Tzoinen doesn't mean freezing. It means pleasant. But sometimes you have pleasant and you add a little bit of hot water, a little bit more gishmak. Das nicht. But tzoinen doesn't mean you have to go in and start to shiver. But ponov yod of rag. What is ponov? Ponov means face, not here. Face. Yodov is a machlekes if it means the calf or it means still the elbow. It's a machlekes. Raglov, it means still the knee. Now, some people hold that in our days, you're not mutter till the knee, you only mutter the bottom part. Because in the old days, they went in the sand. So till the rachatzu raglechem, they went yechefim. In our days, the part from the knee till the socks, there's no mitzvah to rinse it. Aber Ravad and Nishna Zevi the Amiratzim that think that Raglov means the whole feet, and Yodov means the whole feet, and Ponov is the whole Isur is at the stomach, yeah? So that's a Chavaratzim, I was a Bochid. Ponov Yodov and Raglov, who's to the stomach? Everything else is Mutter. Ravad and Nishna. We'll get soon to Bnei Chutzlaotz. Come Lom Redden first, was Shulchan Aruch gepasset for Klal Yisrael, and then we'll see if Chutzlaotz has a different halacha. Now, if Rosh Chodesh is Chal Be'erev Shabbos, that's not Negev this year, so you're allowed to rinse Rosh Chodesh, the end of Rosh Chodesh of what Bichal Friday. Now, the gather is that Rechitzas Tainug is also Stam Rechitzas is Mutal. What if someone is very Easternist? And he can't, if he doesn't have hot water, he shivers. So he's allowed to Ponav Yonav Raglo Bechamim. Now, little kids that have bugs and lice, you're allowed to. Or stam, they're dirty, the little kids, you're allowed to wash them. What if you're dirty? Lamazagan, your hands got dirty. So, alamashu, you schwitz, and you're very dirty. Not without a teirin. Then you're allowed to rinse it. Lamazagan, a person that's here got dirty. So, he's allowed to rinse it. To brush your teeth, you're allowed to. Now, some machmirim hold that if you're not used to brushing your teeth, so you're allowed to brush it, but you're not allowed to put toothpick on, because as if you're not allowed to rinse with soap, so the isur chitza with soap letainug, dainu, is the isur to rinse your hands with soap letainug in 9 days. If it's dirty, yes. But sometimes it's fresh, yeah? You finish saying your hands are clean. But if you put some soap, it's a fresh feeling. So isur, 9 days, ponad yad v'raglo without soap. Now, a person, if he brushes his teeth, it's fresh. So in Divrei Sofrim he came out, it could be his offer. It's a big shayla. Now Avelim is one of the new shaylas in the base of Alamor. You're not to brush it, you're not allowed to brush it with toothpicks. I'm saying if you do it every day, the belt is making, especially if you hold it healthy, v'chule. But if Lamasha you don't do it and you just want to refresh yourself a little bit, better not. Now, in Erev Shabbos, do it to refresh, you're not allowed to. But if you have a bad smell, you don't want to disturb different people, so then you're allowed to, because it's like Lehavir Sazuamo. Now, again, before we go into the American Shaila, I'm going now for the people that are keeping Shulchan Aruch, that from Monday till Tisha B'Av, they're not allowed to rinse themselves Bichlal. Now, Erev Shabbos, they're allowed to. So, like Mishabur said like this, Ponov Yodov V'Raglov V'Roishoy. And Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to rinse your hair also. Aber betzoinen. This is Me'ikar Adin in Shulchan Aruch. Ponov Yodov V'Raglov V'Roishoy. We're adding the hair. L'Kovet Shabbos betzoinen. Zog the Mishne Brure. Mi sherogil kol Erev Shabbos b'chamim, mutar loy gam ze b'chamim. Aval loy b'sabon. Without... So first the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says if you're used to every Erev Shabbos ponov yodav v'raglav bechamim, you're allowed to do it even this Erev Shabbos ponov yodav v'raglav v'roisher bechamim without salt. Chofetz Chaim. And point this week I was somewhere, I heard such a kateri from a very chashev Talmid Chacham that he mamish doesn't understand this Mishnah Berurah. Tzorich yun gadol moed moed moed. What does this have to rinse with hot water? We know that Erev Shabbos is no Oynik Shabbos. We know Kovet is, in Erev Shabbos we have Kovet Shabbos. We light candles. Oynik Shabbos, we eat in Shabbos. So what is the heter of Kovet Shabbos to rinse with hot water? Lo yimotzanu Oynik be'Erev Shabbos. From where it's coming? Le Kovet Shabbos, now the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mean that the hot water cleans better, because if you learn all the halachas, you know, Hilchos Yetzias Yadayim, Mishnah Berurah says not to rinse it with hot water, because then the oil stays. Mishnah says if your hands are oily, if you rinse it with hot water, Mishnah Berurah says fakert, achoy mepapea, mayim achoyim, the choyim is mepapea. Just tvile, it's more down not to rinse yourself with hot. Hot fakert, make the oil not to go off. So what is the pshat? Mishnah rogel bechamim, what is the heter? So Bazunda covered Shabbos, that if you rinse yourself with hot water, this is be covered Shabbos? Because there's no oynig bear of Shabbos. So I don't know, you know, it's ma'aroches. Ma'aroches al gabi ma'aroches. But I wissen pshat. Aber mikol makam hazeh zog mishnah bur. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says that if you feel that you'll be cleaner for Shabbos with soap, you're allowed to do pon of yodah v'raglov v'roishoy with soap bear of Shabbos b'chamim. Lemaisa, the velt is melamed zchus erev Shabbos to rinse the whole body with hot water with soap, especially for a person that sweats a lot. Now I want to be masbir a little bit. From where it came that some people hold that you're allowed to rinse, that the Americans are allowed to take showers, yeah? Let me mask a little bit the Indian. I want to read a Rav Shlomo Zalman that came out, Alicha Shleime. Af, Mishaim Anus Mirechitza, a person that when he doesn't take a shower, Goy Remes Loitzar, Ein Loi Lehakel Mishum Kach Klal. Not at all, berechitza betisha sayomi. Even someone that is suffering from not taking a shower. It brings the different halachas. It brings down the mashim mitztayer en bezeitzad kule. כי זהו גוף התיקון חזר להצטער ביומים אלו הלכו בו לבייס וכדאי הוא בייס אליקנו ולכך לא כל מצטער או איסטניס רשא להוקר אוכן מי שמצטער ביויסר וסיב לו ירב יש להוירס לו יתר לחץ בצוינן כפי ההכרח בלוי לא סוך סבוים עוד אאוט סוב דכולה היי לא התיקנו. Now he brings down like this. And he said he felt very bad that every year more and more people came to ask if they could take showers. And he said he never found people that were sitting Shiva and the parents and came to ask them if they could take showers. Tisha Sayomim. He says like this. When people were matter in all these places that, you know, the Bnei Chutzlor that are used to taking showers every day. So people that are used to Amor, what I want to explain. From where it started. They say Amor, people didn't take showers every day. Once a week, twice a week. Person that takes a shower when he gets up, when he goes to sleep, yeah. So by him is mamish, he can't live without that. So he said, maybe it's a big istinitz. He says, maybe twice a week without soap. He said, more from that, it's very hard to be maker. Same thing, Yotav Sheni was holding it also. Now, a person has to know that the MS, When people think that today it's different from time of Chazal, they're mamish wrong. Maybe they're right in one thing, that today people take more showers from Amol. I'm asking a second more the tzad of the Heta, but first the tzad of the Isul. Kedai basically Keinu Lisabel Olof. You know, we're sitting now in a room that is under the ground, really. Yeah? To be a war, to be a big mile. But at time, it has to be a schwitzing room under the ground, middle of the summer, so hot outside. Baruch Hashem, it's very pleasant here. Why? Because it's air conditioned. In time of the Chazal, in this time of the Shir now, it will be a little bit candles. Everyone will be schwitzy. The room will be smelling terrible. When we didn't have clothes, you know, no one owned 10 shirts. Yeah, no one owned these things. And of them, Chazal said not to take showers. So you're right that maybe today you got warmer, you know, the whole, the Usendorf, the Chvez, you know. Lamazogin, it became warmer today. Lamazogin. Vahoyo, it became warmer. And Vahoyo, we spoiled. You sit the whole day in a Bismedrash air conditioned. When I was a Bacher, no Bismedrash had air conditioned out as well. You finished Seder, you could have taken your shirt and Mamish took out a cup of water out of it. If you had a good Seder, 2 cups. It doesn't give any mitzvahs. So, you know, we're speaking in the door that you don't schwitz. Dining room, air conditioned. Room, air conditioned. A fan. You go in the car, also air conditioned. When you schwitz exactly? Only if you're a bad bacher. Yeah? You don't schwitz. So it's not so pasha to say today it's warmer, today we're istinus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world is exactly the same the whole time. The Torah doesn't change. People are less Easternis. But the Matzev is more Easternis. It's warmer. It's hard. People today are more Easternis. Hashem makes it. It's not so hard. You could change your clothes every day. Everyone has clothes to change every day. Kimat. So the mele, it's not so posh. I want to be masb. The mekilim tiny like this. I'm a masb with the tzad of the mekilim. Yeah, maybe the will zayich to roya bevinyana. Yeah, the pshat is like this. That the isur is rechitza shel tainu. Posh, if someone is dirty or sweating, he's allowed to take it off because it's not rechitza shel tainu. They claim that the matzv, if a person that is used to taking a shower every day and he doesn't take it, and he feels so ichi. There's not a rechutzah shel tainuk. Why I want to be masbirt? Some people feel they need a shower every day. But the pshat is because the shower refreshes them. This is tainuk. That would be, because they're used to having a refreshing every morning. It wakes them up. They start the day good. This is rechutzah shel tainuk. This is awesome. Some people, when they don't take a shower, they feel so greasy. Avdem read the poiskim. Now, till 3 years old, the ma'aser, the minig is to do it. Rabbi Yashiv holds till gilchinuch you're allowed to. Now, because of what we said now, a lot of poiskim hold that even that the people of Bezos Hashem will listen to us and will not take showers during 9 days, but on Erev Shabbos we could make it. Why? They mitzarif both things together. They take all the American svaras that the pshat is, it's Easternis, we don't feel good, it's not gishmak. And b'meila they say, I need to take a shower for Shabbos. Because l'kovet Shabbos, I want to feel like that. Tehainu, I'm doing it not to be refreshed. Above all, I feel ichi like this. So l'kovet Shabbos, I'm allowed to rinse. Be'etzim, you're allowed to rinse l'kovet Shabbos. Now the Iker Adin the Chiyuv Lekavet Shabbos is Pana Viyada V'Raglov. You don't have to rinse the whole goof. It's the Indian to rinse the whole goof Lekavet Shabbos. Aber Valet the Indian from Avelis. Just to be masked with the Chomor of the shower. That the Mishnah Berurah didn't let to take a shower Erev Shabbos. Only Pana Viyada V'Raglov. It was so Chomor. Even that every week the Mishnah Berurah says, Yichatz Kol Guf HaBechamim. Lekavet Shabbos. Tisha Sayomim? No. But Pshad, why do we feel so dirty? So we're doing it l'kavod Shabbos. So even the Maizah is a psikresha that we will enjoy it. Now, Rabbi Shmuel Zalman said, Amol, he will tell chutzlika people, if they want to do it, to do Eiver. Not to rinse the whole body, to rinse the foot, to wipe, to rinse another foot, to go out of the shower, to do the face. Not to do everything but Vasachas, not just to take a whole shower. And again, even people that take it, it's in and out. Now, the guy going to the mikveh, so I heard that a shen azach. So the Mishmur said, the a person that goes every week to the mikveh is allowed to go Erev Shabbos also. But the Maisa not to go into the hot one. Now, the problem is like this. Sometimes you come to the mikveh, they have three. Hot, pleasant, and cold. So you go to the pleasant. Problem is sometimes you come, they have hot and cold. So the Ezim is no heter to take a hot one. But the problem is cold is freezing. So if you're very strong, you go into the cold. If not, you're allowed to go into the hot, but in and out. Twelve it says, I stay. So those are vada. So you're not allowed to schmooze inside the mikveh. Because be'etzem you're enjoying the water. So here's a chil to go in and out. Now, there's another halacha that is an issur to eat basal v'yayin and tisha sayomi. So Rav Shmuel Zalman gave a shene akdome. Every bacher has this kasha once in his life. That, and, you know, it starts when a person becomes the over of the mishpacha. So every bacher that doesn't know the halacha thinks that the family is now allowed to eat basal v'yayin. Remembers in Tisha Sayomim, the Yom don't eat basal v'yayin. But it's fakel. In Shiva, we eat basal, we drink wine, we don't learn Torah. And 9 days, we learn Torah, but we don't eat basal and don't eat yayin. What is Mur Mesameach? Basal v'yayin or Torah? Or Torah? Avelis, you're not allowed to learn. Even so, basal v'yayin, you're allowed to. So why it's also to eat basal v'yayin in Tisha Sayomim? So Shmuel Zalman brings down Ofel on his family, he feels bitzar anyway. He feels sad. Mishpoche, sad, not gishmak. Novos, we mele, if he will sit and learn, we're scared he'll forget from the avelis. So we tell him, don't learn. But he will eat flesh and drink wine, don't worry. He'll remember that he lost his parents. Yeah? Mashenken, chuban abayis is fakel. People are not shtaltach tzu so much to Chorban HaBayis. Mele, if they'll start to have parties, they will forget about Chorban HaBayis, like we see Take. So this answers why they asked for Basal V'yayin in this Avesis. Talmud Torah. So I'm saying, Fakir, the whole Chorban is V'aminish Gilad and Torah. So the whole connection is, and Tishma V'alayin is in Ishtabas Tutan. Fakir, we're learning Torah, ki em chayenu v'ayich yomeinu, sh'niske lebiyah beis HaMikdosh. מי שאוכל שום וריחו נוידף יחזו ויוכל שום so it's like all the mobile but it's from Zalman give us to Musa it's really to myself you see Chas V'Sholem you know bad bochim batotzach these days you know like to leave Yeshiva early you know they don't understand but it's going to Yisro to learn these days now the reason they said these days even though the Pialoche was wrong to learn Musman mishtarkzach in learning to remember the Chorban HaBayis. So in this time, people can make such rifkin and learning. Maybe they're machmer on themselves, like it be yitzin atzad. Afshar limud zchus. But I'm saying, the tzura sadvorim gidav zayin fakert. More reasons. Now, the issue to eat basal, it's, for healthy people, it's not negia so much. Baruch Hashem, we're healthy, I don't want to go into the protein. I'll just, so that you remember, it's different madreges. It's basar behema. It's basar oif. It's tafshil basar. Basar behema, cows, sheep. Basar oif, chickens. Tafshil means potatoes that were cooked with chicken. And the fourth thing is a potato that was cooked in a fleshy pan. So the halacha is like this. The first three are also, the last one is mutter. Meat is also, flesh, chicken is also, and potatoes and rice that were cooked together with the meat is also. If it's not together, if you use the flesh in Japan, even that it's ben yoimoy, legabe tisha sayomim it's mutter. Alamol the shaylas, and you know, look before you cook, chabesh ken koyach, it's the first day tisha sayomim, everyone comes to ask, we forgot to clean the pot. So it could be in the bottom was a little bit of flesh. You're allowed to eat it or not. it's hard to answer these questions. Just clean the pots before. I'm saying, because you have to know shishim, ein b'shishim, but the kli doesn't, even if it's a binyoyim. Now, what does the Nafkimina community know that it's three madreges? Everything is also basar, oif, and potatoes that were cooked with a chicken together, or chicken soup. But the madreges in Nafkimina for sick people, the marshal, chicken is only a minik, basar is more meikar adin. So if someone is sick, the marshal, and it's enough to give him chicken, don't eat meat. A tafshil is less minik from my oif. So I'm saying, it's kedai to know that a lot of times you come to a place, there's nothing what to eat. You're in jail, you have to eat what they serve you, yeah? So you have to know the madreges. The same thing, wine and grape juice. Wine is mikaradin, grape juice is less. Now, be'etzem, all of this is only a minig. Mi'ikaradin, the isur is only erev Tisha B'Av. Mesudah Mafsekes. Klal Yisrael will noyeg Shavua Shechal Boy, and lefi the Ramo, we noyeg already for the whole week. But it's minogim. We'll see in a second, I'll say a couple of pirtei dinim, you understand the nafkamine. So again, lemaise, wine, grape juice, basil, chicken, potatoes, also. That we'll cook it together. But the nafkamine is alemol. If it is basil, b'shishim is mutter. Lemaise, we are machmir in wine, even lemoshel, if it was put inside a tafshil. It's nogeh to the bochim that go to eat in restaurants, especially the fancy ones. Behel and the problem of the hechsher, yeah? The marshal, you order fish. Kimat in every fancy hotel, the fish has wine inside. I'm not speaking now if there's no hechsher, it's a problem that, they touch the wine in the kitchen. But behelim. Now, if you don't taste it bichlal, it's beseder. But bederech klal, if you taste the wine, and I think the fancy fishes and all these hotels have wine inside. The same thing Rabbi Eliashiv holds, that you're not allowed to mix wine in a cake. He says that consider you taste it. Well, why you put it inside for taste? Same thing in fish. So, Nochamol. If it's a taste of wine, lekula alme it's also. If it's no taste, it's a shayla. Yesh b'yishishim, en b'yishishim. Lemaaseh, Rebbe Eliashiv holds, if it's a sofek, you're allowed to. And you're not sure. But you could ask. B'derka, sometimes it says with French wine, when you look in the menu, it says exactly how they do it. Then it's a problem. Now, a cotton, the Mishnah Berurah is machmir in a healthy kid. Even below Yigiyah L'chinuch L'Yisabel Yerushalayim. Dainu, it's two madregas. It's Yigiyah L'chinuch and Yigiyah L'chinuch L'Yisabel Yerushalayim. Chinuch is 5-6. L'Yisabel Yerushalayim, you have to be a bit older. We're right that you have people that are 20 and they don't know yet to be Yisabel Yerushalayim. Now, they buy stories. I asked my Rabbeim, I don't understand it. Yigiyah L'chinuch. Yigiyah L'chinuch L'Yisabel Yerushalayim is aggressor madregas. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Be'etzem is muter. The Welt are machmir, lemaise, and kids, but from 5-6, not to give them fleishiks. Some people are machmir even in small kids. Rebbe Eliashiv holds that there's no inyan to be machmir. But lekula alme, 1 year old, 2 years old, is not a problem at all. Igiyah lechinuch, I'll tell you, amol, people are much more makel, because there was nothing more to serve without fleishiks. Today, with all the soya things that are around, fakir, the kids like these corn schnitzels and all these achim. Sipung fakir. So, no, there's no heter. The kid, the whole year, he fights to get a corn schnitzel, yeah? So, you make him chicken, you force him to eat today the chicken. Man, it's not so posh. I'm saying, lo yigiyah l'chinuch l'maiser, Rebbe Eliashiv holds it. You're not mechuyev. But I'm saying, even if you get l'chinuch, lo yigiyah l'chinuch l'Yerushalayim, now, what if you l'maiser, you made shahakoil, and then you remember that it's 9 days? So you taste a little bit from the flesh or from the potatoes or what it is. Lemaise, if someone is sick, or your lettuce till 30 days, you're allowed to eat flesh and wine. Some people from Zion Be'ov, be next week, I mean the week after it, they're machmir. Now, b'Shabbos you're allowed to eat kesud ha'shev b'shleiter. Now, the machleik is what happens motzei Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah is mashma that Motzei Shabbos, kol zman you didn't bench, you're allowed to carry on eating fleishiks. And the time the Mishnah Berurah didn't mean that. But Lemaisa Azay bring the Mishnah Berurah. Now he brings down that Yesh Machmirim. But Lemaisa, the minig is that Kol Zman you're eating Suda Shabbos, you're allowed to carry in eating flesh. I'll tell you, it was a vikuach. I remember years ago when I was learning Aloche, doing Shimush. So it was a vikuach. Rabbi Yashiv and everyone passing the Lemaisa and Shalashudis, you're allowed to carry in eating flesh. Kol Zman you didn't bench. The vikuach was the Mishnah Berurah and Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sivkot Nun Vov. It says Shloy lechol boso. Miyachi ispalu akal arvis boti Shabbos. Aval pisha ayochid lo ispal eladain vubetoy chasude. Osu beboso v'yayin. Vuadin berosh chodesh. Aval shara achroinim kosvu. Vemoti Shabbos. Im hu lo ispal eladain mutor beboso v'yayin. Kevin shayimim retzei. Shayach etzli Shabbos. So. Mashma. Shara achroinim, and bezman hazeh there's a lot of shuls. Kol zman you didn't bench, you're allowed to eat lav malke. The Mo'irim tell them that the Primogolim is not talking after the zman of nacht. He's talking before the zman of nacht. And if the tzibur, that the tzibur daven ma'ariv early, of them the first sheet to hold, you have to stop to eat. Of them the Mishnah Berurah said you're allowed to carry on eating. But after the zman of adar be also, what was the raya? Mishnah Berurah said the same thing in Rosh Chodesh. If the tzibur daven ma'ariv, you're not allowed to eat more. If the tzibur didn't daven, so you're allowed to start to eat before Rosh Chodesh and have a suda till the middle of the night? Mishnah Berurah says, if someone starts to eat and the tzibur daven, you have to stop. V'hu adin b'Rosh Chodesh. V'yesh ayimim that in Shabbos you don't have to stop because it's Ratzeh. And the first case, that if you carry on, you're allowed to carry on eating. And Rosh Chodesh also you're allowed to ask, why? Well, Tosfos Yom Chol and Rosh Chodesh. So they wanted to learn Al Kochuch Miredo that before the Nacht. And of them, the first sheet was Mechadish that the Ma'ariv was Mafkia. The second sheet helped Nishta Zeh. The Ma'ariv Rabbi Yashiv holds from Shomazam and Paschal that you're allowed to eat even after Nacht, Kol Zman. But I'm saying it's good to look inside Tov Kuf Nun Aleph. Sivkot nun voven Mishnah Berurah, how to arrive at the Mishnah Berurah. Now, in the Bnei Yisroel, he brings down a chidush. The Bnei Yisroel brings down a chidush. The Sefer Ikore Adinim Hevi B'Shem Sefer Kol Eliyahu. שמנהג ירושלים עיר הקודש שלא ילך על בוסו מראש חודש אב עד התייניס ואם נשאר בוסו ממה שקונה לצורך אוי חן שבס שום השאימרים בשם הרב מהורה שאוי חן משיורי שבס סידו אז החסינים that they have this meaning what is left over from שבס שבס קודש גית הרין and they eat it the whole week. I heard this Bnei Soschal from the Rosh Hashiva that by them we said they shave in Rai Vochen. So he showed me this Bnei Soschal that Rav Mechabe Rai Miperikam Edechuli. The Gemara has a suffix and the Midbar they didn't do Shchite. They were not allowed to eat Eva Minachai. They made a Mechire. They just chopped off the head and then they ate. They came to Eretz Yisrael, they were mischayev b'shchite. Clear the Gemara, what would be if they had meat that they took off the head of the animals before they came into Eretz Yisrael, and they came into Eretz Yisrael. You're allowed to eat it or no? V'nisha b'teiku. Zog de rosh, vosi nafkemine. Maisha hoyo hoyo. Why the Gemara clears? Zog de rosh, nafkemine for a person, l'moshel, asked on himself to eat something and he already had it before. The answer to contain in the Rosh. So he wanted to say, what is the lomdus? Valo is already chalan at the heter stays. So the same thing here, Val and Shabbos when he was chala heter on this meat, you're allowed to eat the meat in the dry vog. And the Bnei Soschor is chaylik, says there's no shaykhis belomdus. He says, dear, the pshat is, the meat was mutar la'achila. So, what is a mitzvah shchita? Hashem says, you have to eat only when you make shchita. And this meat you can't do shchita anymore, right? It's dead. So Hashem never gave a mitzvah to make shchita on this meat. And this, every meat Hashem said you're not allowed to eat without shchita. This meat Hashem never said you're not allowed to eat without shchita. Ma she'en ken, a basar is awesome. He says maybe it's a different heter. Maybe the pshat of Minhag Yerushalayim was, Yerushalayim were very poor. And there was no fridges, no freezers. And stakyazay. I know for my mishpacha. So when it comes to 9 days, my wife doesn't like to make extra food for Shabbos because then it goes for a waste. So they were scared that people will not buy berafchas for Shabbos because they don't have, there's no fridges. There's nothing to do with the leftovers. So if they could eat the leftovers Sunday, they will eat the leftovers Sunday, Monday. But if not, so people will start to keg in Shabbos, no klein shtiklach. So if we covered Shabbos, so if this was the pshat in Minhag Yerushalayim, so ask me how Yerushalayim makes up Shminhagim, it's not a kasha. Because the whole Indian that we don't eat from Rosh Chodesh, it's a minhag that we're mekabel. Me'ikar adin is only Shavua Shechalboi. Klal Yisrael was the minhag Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim were mekabel, and the Ramah, we had a minhag. B'meile, Val it's a minhag, and even in the second week, Lefi the Sfarim is also a minhag. Because Me'ikar adin the boss of Yair is only through the Mafsekes. So Val, this is a minhag that we were mekabel to do it before. Then he says that he taught another Hezbeh, he heard, he brings down from one of the Chassidish Rabbeim that was makbid, he had a lot of food in Shabbos, and the whole week he ate from Shabbos. Says, does yet? So, Lemaise, the Welt is not so much making of it. Now, Legabe Avdolim Motzi Shabbos is two shittas, two minhagim. Before that, Legabe Melave Malkis and Machlekis, the Litvish Avei Machmir, but the Chassidim, some people are making to eat Melave Malkis flesh. And Avdolim is two minhagim. Rebbe Yashiv does what is Mashma in the Mishnah Brura, that you do Avdolim and you might see a kid, Shigia Lechinuch. Then you make Bayi Priya Gofen, you don't taste the wine, you give it to a kid shegiya lechinuch, 5-6, ולא הגיעה לישראל על ירושלים. And if you don't have such a kid, you give it to a kid that shegiya לישראל על ירושלים. If you don't have such a kid, you drink yourself, but don't give to girls. Shlomo Zalman drank it himself. The Goyen, Chazanish, they drank themselves. They were not makbid. Koshel mitzvah, they were not makbid to do it. So it's two min arguments. Now you have to know, Shmuel Zalman said that grape juice, that it's only a minig and a minig, so made it slachter. So the moshul, a person is not sure what to do, or the moshul, a person can't find a kid, she's doing grape juice. The man said, to cut your nails, the minig is that next week, the Ainu, before that, it's not Shavua Shechalboi, the man said, everyone holds it, the man said, it's mutter, and Shavua Shechalboi, the world is machmir. Rabbi Zalman Auerbach said that Lekatchila not to cut your nails even next week. And even Lekovit Shabbos, Rabbi Zalman says that it's better to try to cut them at the beginning of the week that you will not have to. Dino. A person that cuts his nail every Erev Shabbos for sure to cut them next week also. A person that only cuts them when they're big, every couple of weeks, is Mekel Betar. So then, Rabbi Zalman says better to do it before the 9 days. So again, Lemais, if you have to cut your nails, you cut your nails. But if you don't have to, Lekatchila is better not to cut the nails. Now, the mice we have to know was the Chuvah Shmus Yankev. The Shmus Yankev brought down, the Zalman brings down, the Chayim bring it down. The Shmus Yankev brought down that is a minig that you don't shecht in the Shlesha Shavuos. The Marsham. Eile hatu liftoach ha'itlis. The Shaila was like this. In Chutz La'aretz were Yidden that didn't keep these halachas. Like today you see some people don't keep the 9 day halachas, yeah? So they also had excuses. So they wanted to eat meat. Now the Maisa, the Frum people, the Shoichtim, the Rabbanim, didn't sell meat. Again, we're going back to the times there was no frozen. So what happened? These people couldn't go to the kosher stores, they went to the trade stores. So they went to ask the Maharshdam what to do. And the same thing is today. Lama Zogni, you have in Manhattan, it's a big city, Manhattan, and now there's a lot of kosher restaurants there. Most of the people that come to eat there are not from people. They eat kosher. Now, the Rabbanim, the OU, and all these kind of Hechsherim, they give the Hechsher. Now, let me know we are the Rabbanim of the OU. We have to know. We have to tell these stores, listen, our Mashgiach goes to the store, he opens the door. You own the restaurant, to close it or not. You see every morning, Ashkenazi and Nishkan Svalim come in, and they eat in your restaurant. What to do? The Marsham said to close it. The Koichem Liyakim. So they went to ask him Shlomo Zalman, that was mashma from him that he said not like that. So he said first, then he said he doesn't know if Bizman Hazet applies. Says he doesn't know. He said Lemosho, an angel, they sell bread, I don't know if today, they sell bread even in Tisha B'Av. There's a lot of sick people, man. They cannot sell bread in the country of Tisha B'Av. They can't force the country to starve. Now, as a Mashgiach of the Eide that stands there every day and takes off challah, the Mashgiach came to ask, but he's mafkish challah. He's missing, you know, when he could stop to work, he could make, you know, make a balagan. But that's good. Say we can't. We're not giving a hechsher. If they don't take off challah, or people that will eat bread today. I'm not speaking today. They sell the bread for after Tisha B'Av. But again, the same shaila is. The mashgichim that are working in all of these stores that are open. So Shem Zama says that Lemaise Val today is siyumim and is a teirim and is choylim. But Lemaise, the same thing in Shubas Vanoges. Ramosh Sternbuch brings down that the right anoge would be to write down that the minigal pi aloche is not to eat flesh. Now, to open a restaurant in Tisha B'Av, most rabbonim hold that you're not allowed to, even in Manhattan. Even that because of that, because it's me'ikar adin. I'm not saying, you know, you have to ask a shayla. If you know, you have a college nearby, and every day 300 Jewish students come inside to eat. This is the mitzvahs. Now you have Tishma, it's a shayla negia. But I'm saying Tishma was one day, everyone understands it's closed, they hold themselves, yeah? About 9 days, they'll go to a goyish restaurant. So Lemaisam Shum Zaman holds to have it open. And he says to put up a sign that I'll be the Jewish minhag, we don't eat fleishiks in these days. But I'm saying, Legabi Tisha B'Av, it's Kedai to ask a shayl. One Mazarim, Shem Zalman said, Legabi swimming, that he holds, even if someone needs it for health, he said not to go swimming in the 9 days, only if Mamish, you see that he doesn't have feet or hands, because instead of that, it's a Chil Hashem, that people see Yeshiva Bochrim, they don't know that he's depressed and he needs swimming, b'chulei, b'chulei. So Zalman said not to do that.